All right, everybody, here we are. PRQ. PRQ is here. Please send in your projects. Please call in right now, and we'll talk about anything and everything. We had a good couple hours today. We talked about aliens and how we'll arrest Mr. Schiff, Schumer, Pelosi, Padilla, Elizabeth Warren. We'll get them. Don't want to be negative, everyone. And we love you very much, and we'll take any questions you have. I do have the mermaid with me, but I will warn you, the mermaid only participates when she's excited. So let's see how she does today. Please, any and all questions, BBS Radio. I do not have a populated caller list yet, and I ask so much of you, and I hate to ask you for anything else. I was wondering, Mermaid, what did you think of those last calls? What did you think about that?
About what? You mean your show with the ladies?
Yeah, what did you think? Does that work?
It was great. It's so high energy. I wish I got here earlier. It sounded like fun.
Isn't it so obvious that we have a legacy relationship with those two spirits?
Definitely.
So
it just feels exciting, you know, like we're just on the same wavelength, to say the least.
Yeah, and that's my anchor. Thank you, by the way. Well, that's what I'm gleaning is we can prove that there's like synchronicity between. So when Lucia and you and I, we speak on the radio, everyone can see there's this fantastic relationship that's not 5 minutes old, et cetera, et cetera. Wouldn't you say that there's a tool to understand that?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, how when you have just these incredible legacies, we assume, with all of these spirits, and then we finally recognize similarities in the way we look at things. Don't we have a way? One day you said that's the way you identify people as a child or now. What is it that helps us identify these really high valuable relationships?
You just feel it, don't you?
Is it just like a tickle?
Yeah, you just feel it. So I would say excitement is always our guide or rudder, as you used to call it, our director. It's always led by some level of excitement, isn't it? So whether it's an activity or a thing or speaking to somebody, your level of excitement is your level of connection to that person or that whatever it may be. That's your heart singing, the excitement. So it feels exciting and fun and joyful to communicate with them and share with them.
Very good. Yeah, that's how I would do my best to describe it. Okay, I'm going to take some calls now, okay? Okay, let's see. All right. Let's see our first caller. Cindy from Luxembourg on line four. Can you explain why sometimes, for no apparent reason, there is a feeling that someone is off when we hear the harmonics of a person? Cindy, are you there from Luxembourg?
Yes, I am here. Hi.
Hello, very good.
So, hi, Mermaid. Hi, Q.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
I miss you, Mermaid.
Yeah, thank you for calling back.
Thank you. Yes. So my question is, it's the fourth question of. So I will just ask the first one so that you maybe understand why I asked this one. So I'm so nervous. Can you tell us more about how we can feel information coming through the harmonics of a person? So you're... then I would ask. Yes.
Please keep going.
Can we feel the light? Can we feel the light or the dark through the harmonics of a person? If yes, could you go more into detail? It's about how do we feel this. So, and then I came to this question that I wanted to ask today. Can you explain why sometimes, for no apparent reason, we have a feeling of something feels off that comes up when we hear the harmonics of a person? And there is no reason for it. So why does that happen?
Okay, very good. Hold me there if you don't mind. You got quite a few questions in there. The why is very interesting. Do you want to start?
I was going to say, well, for me, it's not necessarily just the harmonics of their voice. It's there's many things that would give you the feeling that whether it's negative or positive about a person, there's many things that would trigger your, you know, senses and intuition, for me. But Kuster, you've probably got more on, if we're speaking purely on harmonics of somebody's voice, is that what we mean? Because that would definitely be a way you can read something you do all day long as well.
Yeah, and so it's fair to say, caller, that, forgive me, I didn't, Cindy, forgive me, Cindy, it's fair to say that you favor receiving information through harmonics and being able to attach to harmonics when you're communicating with people. And so that's what you favor. Is that how your primary focus on people is?
Could you repeat the question? If my focus is on the harmonics of a person.
Yeah, thank you. So harmonics are your favorable way of participating with someone else. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so yes. When you observe harmonics, they are extremely valuable, and they're also can be compromised. You can be seduced with harmonics. If you don't pay attention in many cases. So there are people who make music over hundreds of years that can't notice how I can play a flute and make a snake dance out of a basket. We're pretty much the same thing because we do have a lot of the same genetics as a snake or similar that can be seduced with harmonics. So you can't favor harmonics in my assessment of this type of human.
Yeah, just look at Celine Dion and what's the other one from the Eurythmics?
Annie Lennox.
Yes, people like that are complete demons that have voices of absolute angels. So.
Did you call someone a name?
I do.
I've never heard you do that.
I will. Celine Dion, Annie Lennox, absolute demons. I'm not afraid to say it. But voices of an angel, so it's a good cover. It is a good cover.
Right, and so that's an example of how they would use harmonics to seduce you into favoritism and such. So when I watch entities jump in bodies and the volume of light that was in the body and then left is really the question I would favor you to ask me if that's what you're asking.
Interesting. Okay.
Forgive me for putting beliefs or thoughts in your head. It's just, we have seen so much diversity in how someone can be compromised. We've lost friends. We've lost family. They are not the same person from yesterday. That story is relevant to us every day, unfortunately.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you. For you and for a moment.
My love to you. My great love to you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You have a beautiful day. Thanks for the call. BBS Radio moving on here. Let's do a new caller known as Robin from Michigan on line 2. First time caller here. New World Religion deprogram. Is the first time caller Robin on?
I love it. Hello to both of you. I'm so glad you're here, Mermaid, because this question's going to be kind of geared towards you, if that's all right.
Okay.
Is everybody on their cycle?
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay, so recently I had a program scanned by Stewie Swerdlow, and in one of the sections it talked about the New World religion, and it says this program is being implemented right now to impose new religion on a population planet. Okay, and then it says you have altars within your matrix that are based on lifetime genetics that you had in biblical days, as well as the days of Magdalene in France. And then he goes on and says that in addition, I need to do deprogramming for this category. You should do DNA opening exercises. So my first question is there a connection between us for that time? And what kind of deprogramming is he referring to?
So just to be clear, Swerdlow, he'd said that, was it specifically you had had connections with us or with,
no,
just
I'm
say,
just,
the times?
No, that's,
the times? Or
yes,
what was it?
Yes. Okay, so I'm
did
wondering,
I
I'm just trying, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. No, did I get that right or did I misunderstand?
Well, my question is that I'm not, was he referring to me in the times of the Magdalene in France? And was I connected at that time? I'm just a little baffled on that.
Okay, very good. Great question. Is it my turn?
Yes.
It is my show.
It's your show.
Okay.
When the
I do get a little jealous. I haven't got to talk all day. All this estrogen. Okay. Well, first of all, you probably never get me to contradict Stuart in his observation of information. I'll probably only contradict his positioning in describing it. It's very difficult to describe the information we can see. So I'll probably just change the words a little bit, but I'll always, in most cases, he can see comprehensive knowledge and very good at it. How he represents his personality and the expression of himself is absolutely up to him and so forth. So that's a clue in how we work when we don't have the hindrances of DNA. Can we try the question one more time with less words?
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. How does that relate to the New World religion, the Magdalene in France? Because that part is what confuses me.
Okay, so what if there's a billion people here, but there's only 12 light bodies here? So if the spirit... The spirit fractures thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times over and over again, what if there's only really 12 people here that are populating a billion people? Could you accept that?
Absolutely.
And so that's where he's leading you a bit. We would never use numbers, so that those numbers are flawed. All I'm saying is if you have collective consciousness and you favor being the emotions and the expression of Mary, you could do it instantly. It's identity is the trick here. We don't have identity as spirits. We just go express ourselves as the player, as the portrayer. So unfortunately, Shakespeare got it right. We're just merely players in a play, and we can change roles whenever we want, is what I would probably reposition the words from Stuart, but
so
he has it right for me.
So we would have all been connected back then. That's correct. But what was the part about the New World's religions or something? I haven't heard about that. I'm curious. What was that?
That was just what it was titled under. And, you know, he talks about the DNA clearing. And I mean, as long as we're doing the work, you know, with creation lightship and all that, is there really a lot of clearing we have to do in regard to the DNA?
Not really, because you're going to grow out of it anyway. So your Merkaba is going to sit. If you're favoring what we prefer, that's the horsepower that removes a lot of the DNA restrictions. So
moving forward, not focusing.
Yeah, as long as you're creating, you can't stop us. So I would never look outside of ourselves. I appreciate the information, though. I think it's quality information.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have one more question in regard to, I sent in some information in regard to Alloydial Title Company, and I didn't get a response back. And I just want to make sure that I'm sending it to the right location, which was at the project or the homestead program right there in the subject where you submit your emails. Is that the correct area?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. And my love to both of you.
My love to you.
Yeah, my love to you too. Have a beautiful afternoon.
All right. Well, we're going to have to get you with a surprise, aren't we? Think we should do a surprise?
Who are we surprising me?
Yeah, we're going to surprise you. Oh. BBS, I'm going to move down the list a little bit, and we're going to go to line 5. Susie, Australia, on continue the conversation from being inspired with Q in Western Australia. Susie, are you there?
Hello, Q and Mermaid. Yes, I'm here.
Hello. G'day.
G'day.
Is that your best Vulcan?
G'day from WA. Oh my goodness. I'm kind of bursting because there's so much that I'm hearing in the conversation, like not just today, but previous conversations. So I've got questions, but I don't know what the questions are. So I think I just want to share my experience from what I'm hearing. So firstly, I want to say thank you so much for the homesteading initiative. I find that so exciting. And when I look here in Western Australia, I like to travel. So I'm white on the inside, but I'm black on the inside. I'm white on the outside, but black on the inside. So when I hop in my car and travel and go from town to town, it's just one of my most exquisite in life. So I drive through these country towns and I see these dead communities. So the infrastructure is already there in the little town for the homestead project, right? Bringing back communities, bringing back what's already there. So that's one of the things I see. So I live in.
So BBS Radio, Susie, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. BBS Radio, I'm going to move on. This is a great call. Susie, this is a great call, but we're going to have to get a better connection here and go from there. The Mermaid's really upset with me.
We couldn't quite hear you. Could maybe try calling back on another line. I could only hear little snippets, unfortunately.
Now,
I'm so sorry.
We're really good friends with the Australian government. So I just want to remind you that that's part of it. So you're getting a lot of interruption. Yeah, so
nothing personal, so sorry. Try again.
Yeah, sorry, Susie. What they do is they put a harmonic filter on it, and it goes bing, 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 bing. It has a rhythm to it, so I can see when her phone line's being attacked. I'm so sorry, Susie. Really, really want to talk to you.
Yeah, the Australian controllers aren't too happy with the Q-ster, I think.
I think it has something to do with, they didn't like when I said COVID's fake on the radio. That's probably not a good thing.
Whenever we get
there's spaceships overhead.
Callers, they seem to.
I'm glad we missed the F-16s today.
Oh, that would have been interesting because I think she was talking about Aboriginal communities. I just couldn't quite get it.
All right. Well, let's see what else we can do here. Yeah, BBS said there was a poor connection, and I'm pretty I can trace it out. I was wondering if we could go. Let's start over here. Thank you, BBS. Christine from New York on line 1 is issuing commands for other people is crossing over into their Dominion. This is interesting. Christine, you must be my guru. Here. Are you my guru?
Am I your guru? No, no, sir.
Okay. So what's going on here? What are we talking about here?
Well, I say all the commands that I've heard you utter, and I've added quite a few of my own, and some for other people, one specifically for my dog. And I don't know if those are valid or if I'm crossing over into their dominion, you know, doing something I'm not supposed to be doing.
That is a great question. Because a lot of us instinctually want to or intuitively want to do commands for our children and or pets. What's your opinion? I'd like to hear that too.
Everyone deserves consent. Because we can do it, we can blend. You can sleep with another individual, human or animal, and you can blend your spirits pretty easily. To what degree, there's boundaries and so forth. I can say the mermaid and I, we would take a nap and we could merge and be one. But there would be consent for that. We would never say intrude on someone's sleep or in this example, or any event in their life. So animals are the same way, but they're more open, so it's easier to do. So I would always, the animals understand English if you're communicating with your heart. So if you ask Fluffy, I like the name Fluffy because I assume everyone's animal's named Fluffy. So when you work with animals, they're brutally honest. So you go, let's just say you have a dog and you say, hey, do you mind if I help you with the tumor on your head? It'll give you a blink. It'll twist its head. It'll do many things in the expression from its heart, though, because they won't understand intellect as it relates to articulation from the throat. So they're only going to think through their heart and say, yeah, I want some help. They don't go any farther than that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So they'll give you the consent. So if we're going to work with an animal or a human, when I do healings on people spontaneously, they just show up because they broke their back or what have you. Well, the dog is doing the same thing. It'll tell you if it wants your help. I'm doing my best to explain it. You can't tell someone you have to help them. You have to watch them observe themselves, and they'll naturally ask for help. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. But my dog had he ran into a closed door one time and gave himself what I think is a closed head injury, and he's been having seizures ever since, and I've been issuing a command that he should never have another seizure, and I don't know if that's valid or not, and I don't.
Yeah, gotcha. Thank you. Okay, so let's do this. Why don't you put one finger in the middle of a paw? I suggest you do the latter paws, and one finger on top of the forehead. And now ask the dog what help it needs. And it should come through to you, and then do the commands to help the dog that way. Can you do it that way? So when you're healing, you don't want to steer the healing. That's the first no-no. You're just going to ask what help they need. And then you can start participating with them to do healing. It's very dangerous work, don't get me wrong, but if you're really going to do this, you have to ask permission, understand, and then transfer energies. Is that okay?
Okay, yes, I understand that. And so the similar thing would be for people?
Yes, so ceremonies are very important. So much of our ceremonies have been stolen from us. Have to take great care. We go too fast here. If we would really learn about our patient, this is what I'm doing my best to explain, with silence, then we can actually help and support.
So can she do a healing on the dog, though, and say, I command our spirits to heal and balance you now? Or how would you give her?
Of course, help? But your patient needs to want to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to have help.
Mm-hmm.
What if the animal doesn't want help? What if the human doesn't want to? What if humans want to go have chemotherapy? You're not going to spiritually heal them, are you? they'd rather have chemotherapy because the guy in the white coat said, and then their mind says, I believe that chemotherapy is very healthy for us.
If she gets the feeling that the dog does want help, she can do the commands on behalf of the dog verbally. I command my spirit to heal and balance you now, as an example.
Absolutely. So endless amount of power you have with that relationship now. The relationship said, I'd like your help. I command my spirit to heal and balance us together. I prefer us to heal together, not tell somebody to go heal.
Mm-hmm.
We command our spirits to heal and balance us now. If the relationship is as intimate as you say it is, that is my suggestion.
Okay, very good.
Hope that helps.
I'll try that.
Have fun with that.
Yes, that does help.
I guarantee it'll work.
Thank you.
Okay. Susie from Australia is back.
Hello.
Okay. That's right.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you.
Rightio. So I'm not really sure what I want to say now. My passion is to bring the spirit back to us, you know, like the land here and the people. And so when I travel through country Western Australia, I see the infrastructure for homesteading here, because we've got these tiny little towns that have shops, you know, like small communities. But these small communities have no heart left in them. And they're surrounded by farms that are growing things like canola. And the canola fields, paddocks, they repel the kangaroos. The kangaroo will be hopping along and they'll hit a paddock where there's canola and it will veer in the other direction. So it's poison, right? So where I live is in Perth. Fell divers. So it's in the area known as Coburn South. So I feel that there's something very special about this particular part of Western Australia. And I'm wondering, is this the place, is this the birthing place of the world? This area that I live in.
I have chills through my body, so...
Great job.
I'm shaking.
Thank you. Thank you, Susie. This is a very long story. How much time do you have?
All the time in the world.
Okay.
There is no time.
So you've come up with this information through your heart, correct? You know it to be true,
correct.
Don't you? No one's going to change your mind either, are they?
Absolutely not. I don't change my mind. Once I know something, I know it.
Okay. So the reason Australia is so coveted is the legacy landmass that we would observe here thousands and thousands and thousands of years used to have another connection to other landmasses, and there was some displacement. But the core of that landmass still exists, and what we would call a really condensed area of vortices. And your Aboriginals know it very well. They know how to bring in beings from other dimensions, and so there's many, many tools vortices can provide you. it's not fair to say the birthplace per se, because we did it so vastly, so voluptuously in your space and your time and your planet. So I wouldn't get too hung up on time, but the reason you have all these deserts is because they were attacked. They were destroyed. You had a massive civilizations in Australia that are now destroyed, and now you're rebuilding them. But the planetary energetics, your association and relationship with the planet, never left. And that's why you can feel those relationships of the vortices and your relationship with the planet are still there, aren't they?
Yes.
So that's my answer.
Yeah, thank you. Nature here is responding so beautifully. The vigorous growth that's happening is simply stunning. Now, I just want to put this out to you and Mermaid. I look after an Aboriginal who was the only person in Western Australia to successfully take a land rights issue to the Supreme Court in Western Australia and win. So she saved Belia Wetlands. She's renal failure, so she's on dialysis. She's got she's in shocking condition. And through a lot of love and care, she's still alive. I would love to have time to speak with you and Mermaid, with Karina, to discuss things regarding Australia and the Aboriginal culture. And because, you know, like everywhere I look, it's so devastating. These people are so like lost. And she's the one voice that remembers from the past, right? And remembers who she is and has fought so valiantly for this, you know, like for this to be, to remember what this land is about and the spirit of the land. So anyway,
do you think she'd be open to speaking to us?
Oh, absolutely. And she would, like, I tell you something, she would, yeah, walk on glass to do this.
Because I feel she's obviously been attacked through her health because of who she is and being Aboriginal and making actual changes. They won't have any of that, you know. They don't want that to happen. So, of course, they're going to attack her in the way you've just described. So, gosh, I'd love to speak.
Okay, let's go this way then. Go ahead and submit to the radio show a message to me saying I talked to you on the radio show last week. And make sure your phone number's in there, and we'll look forward to a 614 phone number. Thank you for your call. I love you very much.
Thank you. And Mermaid, you're 100% right about the attack. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Thanks BBS. So thanks, BBS. Moving on. well, that was serendipity, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we can really, I mean, you know, you can help and you can heal her, and it's just so unbelievable.
So going to the Tiwi Islands and Darwin and all, I went north and south, up and down Australia more than once. And, you know, I recognize the disconnection with the land and the people so easily. The Industrial Revolution worked really well there, really well. it's always going to be in our hearts to help.
I just wish the Aboriginals could be given a voice.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, they put government in front of it. Ooh, we're going to give you another check. Start a casino. That's what they did in America. All right, let's see. Where am I going to go, BBS? Not sure, but I think I want to do line four. Wait a minute. Yeah, line four, Leah, Princess Leah from Georgia. Questions on omnipresence. Leah, are you there?
Hello, Q. Hello, Mermaid. I am here.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. It's good to hear you and feel you.
You too.
I so love you too, and really enjoy experiencing, remembering, and reacquainting with the two of you each time I listen in. So this is an honor for me. So just so you know that.
Yeah, thank you.
So my question is, so in the timeline today, Hugh, you mentioned two different scenarios. So I don't know exactly how it went. I don't recall. I just recall the end result. So say, for example, someone is excited and they're excited about their land patent and they follow their heart-centered choices to go, you know, to the county clerk. And you mentioned that your question was, did you create the timeline or was the timeline created for you? So my question is, as we are excited, making heart-centered choices, I'm feeling that we are creating the entire experience. So if we are expanding, if the light is expanding in within ourselves and the people we are meeting, are these people expanded versions of us?
Great, great question. Is it okay to take this one?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. So it is now standard that the more we participate with anything and anyone, anywhere here on planet Earth, you are participating with anyone and anything here. Never forget it. So yes is the answer. If you put your attention towards something, guess what? They get your attention. So you're correct.
I kind of figured so.
You can actually do it in your, just think about it. Just think about simple relationships. I'm going to go pet my beautiful kitty. What does the cat do? It stretches its tail out and says, thank you for petting. What if you touch another person? What they go, oh, thank you for giving me a back rub. Or it's now more prevalent that it will show up if you give it attention. Now you have it right.
That's beautiful. Now I see even more clearly the idea and conditioning of separation. It's so we would not remember that.
Absolutely right. Look at the earlier shows, if you will. If you listen to somebody like Aloha or myself, we can put ourselves in absolute chaos and still be present in peacefulness and abundance of solutions because we don't focus on the chaos. If I focus on the chaos, I will actually empower it more and more. And that's why you have a lot of media chaos here. So what if you just focused on the benevolence of yourself, what you preserve, what you really cherish creates, you're just going to get more of it, more of it. So your attention is the solution, if it is noble.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for that confirmation.
Thank you. You know what you're doing. Love you very much. Love you very
Love
much.
Love you too. Thank you.
All right. I don't know where I left off, everyone, but I'm going to go to line one. Kelly from Oregon, inspiration and intuition. Kelly from Oregon, line one. Mermaid's here too. And she's wet my floor with her wet flippers.
Hi, both to both of you. Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello. This is the first time I've chatted with you. I'm so excited, Ra. That's amazing. Good to hear both of you. Hi. I've been, you know, playing around with imagination, and I'm, you know, I think I've got a pretty good handle on imagination when it comes to projects, and you know, knowing what I want and how to, you know, imagine it. But then I was kind of playing around with inspiration and intuition, and I'm just not quite sure how. Because I know the higher realms kind of weave in, but I'm not sure the difference. between inspiration and intuition. I'm studying that, and I wondered if you could give me your two cents.
Just from your perspective, you don't want to.
Okay. It's not that I don't want to.
Oh yeah. I'm your lead. It's a show. Sorry, it's not the way she feels at all. yes. So, studying and being observed, watching the test done on me. And then myself, vice versa, from outside of this plane. So coming in the body, what I observed over and over and over and over again in this type of body, the dreams are authentic to your true manifestations. So I can't wait for this. Okay, careful with my statement, though, because I can forge dreams in your head. But if I'm truly dreaming in my creation process, if I'm truly creating the dream, the outcome shows up. So do you understand the difference there?
When I was
it's
asking
tricky.
About inspiration. Yeah.
Okay. So inspiration.
From what I understand.
Is first, the dream is second in most cases. You can't have one without the other. But in many times they're so quick, it's so fast, you wouldn't actually be able to put a sequence of events to it because they're almost simultaneous.
Okay.
If you would recognize that you're so fast, you can't recognize how fast you are. How about this one? Try this. Before you turn around, there was nothing there. Try that one.
I get it.
You were inspired. You were inspired to turn around, weren't you?
Right.
I guarantee you there was nothing behind you before you turned around. So put all of that observation into play. When you make decisions, how are you processing decisions? Am I doing it with great care, i.e. you're not thinking? Great care would be, I don't think anymore. I only live an inspired life. Versus, what happens if I do this? Either way, you're making it reality. I would suggest you don't overthink this. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's okay. I tend to do that sometimes. But I've been feeling into the notion of the higher realms being involved in this whole process.
It is really fun to hold more light here. You've had some beautiful days here, haven't you not?
Oh yeah, for sure. Today.
Well, let's make every day that way then.
Okay.
Any other questions?
That leads me to my second question. Do I have a soul overlay or an implant that I'm not aware of? I feel unaware of.
Are you on a computer right now?
No.
How are you talking to me?
On the phone.
What kind of phone are you using?
You mean like a smartphone or an Android? I have an Android.
Yeah. So yes is the answer.
When I'm not around any devices. It's okay. I wondered if there's any help I could get that you're aware of.
All of us have an implant in us, a barcode at a minimum. The barcodes are the implant that I would suggest us work on. You have a sequencing. All humans on the planet, have a barcode sequencing tool to hook us up to many, many, many different agendas. And I don't care if you wear a Buddhist cloak and sit on the Teton Island, the Teton Mountain. It doesn't matter. We all have some kind of epigenetic program in us. I'm sorry to inform you, but that's just the way it works here. We can release it by not participating with timelines. Just use your heart to make decisions and they all go away. Thank you for your call. Thank you, BBS, for this call. All right, let's see if I can get one more on here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was a beautiful call. That's very, very promising person. All right, let's see if we can get one more in here. Mike from New York is online too. Questions for the mermaid. How do we push back to make the ball of yarn completely collapse? Mike on line two, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. It's wonderful to speak to both of you. So, right, on a past show, I believe I heard mermaids say that the yarn is almost, you know, just barely hanging on. If we just push back a little bit, it would just collapse. And I was hoping that she could give us a couple examples of that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything. It's everything to do with the false matrix that we've been living under for a very, 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 very long time. And it's barely holding together. And if we just stop participating in things that we think are real, like getting fined for not doing what they tell us to do, it would just all fall apart, because it already is. It's already been collapsed at the highest level, everything. How do you give examples of that? Like finances, all of it, all like the, it's all been collapsed on the higher levels. It's just us as a people holding it together, that giving them power to have rules over us, like as if we're children, you know, all these ridiculous rules we have to follow and we're afraid to not do it because X, Y, Z is going to happen to us, whatever it may be, we're going to get punished. But it's all not real. So if we're not fearful of the so-called punishment, which isn't real either, it's just all an illusion. The control over us is a complete illusion. There's nothing real to it. It's complete illusion. And we're not just talking big here. We do live that way. We all, in this, just so many examples of it. I also have to be careful with not, we get attacked a lot as well. So I don't want to give too many details, because then our next week is living hell, because they retaliate directly to what I speak about. So I have to be careful, but it's all an illusion. So if we just push back and stop following their rules, which is not to be rebellious, but just things that don't feel right to us. Like a school of fish isn't told how to behave. They just work together naturally as they're supposed to. That's what humans would do as well if we were allowed to. Yeah. So just stopping participating in things that we don't feel are right. So many examples. Why do we have to pay? I know a big one for the Q shows is all the homesteading stuff of people owning a house but still having to pay taxes, as an example, huge amounts of money when they own the house and the land. How is that? How are things like that getting by still? It's just crazy.
Keep going. Let's see if we can get one more question in.
For me?
Yes, please, Mike.
I don't have any more questions, not on this, but in closing, may I say a command for all of us?
No, thank you. Okay. What I understood is the ball of yarn completely collapsed. Do you understand what us?
You faded out at the end. Do I understand?
Of course. Oh, I know I did. Okay. The ball of yarn completely collapsing. Do you understand what that means to us? When you state that to BBS Radio, do you know what that means to us?
From my understanding, the matrix that surrounds the planet will be gone.
Define matrix.
the energetic, I guess, overlays that they put around the planet to keep us here and interfere with us coming and going as we desire, will be gone.
Thank you so much. Do you mind if I ask you some more questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do they do it?
By getting us to create it.
How do we do that?
We think about it. We believe in it.
Because?
Because that's what we've been indoctrinated into doing, and as well as our ancestors, and we inherit their beliefs and their experiences.
And the solution is?
Do creation lightship clearings, get rid of the genetics, clean out the genetics, generational, do the commands, and live from your heart and not your mind.
Perfect.
Mike, I never get tired of hearing you call in. Thank you so much. You realize how
Thank
many
you.
People, you know, you just taught millions of people a tool. Beautiful. I love you very much.
Yeah, you're well on the way. You definitely know what's going on and the ways to fix things. So it's just great to hear from you always. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you both very much.
Love you too. Thank you.
All right. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go.
We're at the end.
I didn't even get to sing today.
Oh, dear. We do need to get you a stage.
How am I going to be famous again?
You just miss being Elvis. We know it.
I want to be famous again. I'm like, I won't leave you. I won't love you.
He just wants a stage, everyone. Like, let's just get the tour started. Let's get the band back together. We know it's all you really want to do.
BBS Radio, thank you so much for all your love. Everyone, keep calling in. Get your subscriptions so we know where you're at. Phone numbers, please. I love you, BBS. For the people.space PRQ team.
Bye, everybody.
Good day. Good day, everyone.
Thanks for listening.